Palestinian scouts marched outside the ancient Church of the Nativity Sunday, a kickoff to Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, a town traditionally known as the birthplace of Jesus. But while hundreds gathered for the annual parade, tensions over Washington's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital kept many Palestinians and tourists away.
The situation is not great. It's miserable to some extent because of Trump's decision to transfer the embassy to Jerusalem. It's like an American occupation added to the Israeli occupation.
U.S. President Donald Trump's decision angered Palestinians who seek East Jerusalem as their capital. It has since triggered violent clashes in Bethlehem and other parts of the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has publicly celebrated Trump's declaration, released a video message Sunday night offering personal tours of the Holy Land next Christmas.
I'm proud that Israel is the country that in which Christians not only survive, but they thrive because we believe in this friendship among people and we protect the rights of everyone to worship in the holy shrines behind me.
In Bethlehem, officials of the Palestinian rural town are also making a statement with banners alongside the Christmas tree in the manger square.
The sign there, it's to show the people that we are people refused the Trump declaration and refused the continuous of the occupation and occupied territories. And we are people looking for our freedom, for our human dignity.
Pope Francis, who also expressed opposition to Washington's move, shared a message of inclusion during Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican, a message for Christians all around the world, including Palestinians who hope there will be peace in their land. Jesus Amaoni, VOA News, Washington.